It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Wall Street rallied today after 11 of the country's largest banks agreed to join in a $30 billion rescue package for First Republic Bank. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill, where Congress spent part of the day pointing fingers.
Democrats said former President Trump and Republicans were responsible for the latest crisis, for lifting post-Great Recession bank regulations in 2018, though some Democrats also supported it. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley, who voted to loosen those regulations 5 years ago, said Biden administration regulators should have detected and stopped these banks from taking dangerous risks.
A family in Virginia is reacting to new video that reportedly shows how a man in mental distress died at the hands of deputies and hospital workers. CBS's Jeff Begays.
The family called for justice.
What I saw today was heartbreaking, America. My son was tortured, to put it right. I saw the torture.
The 10 people arrested have not yet entered pleas, but two of the deputies have been released on bond. The other suspects remain behind bars.
All three leading insulin producers in the U.S. have now promised to lower insulin prices. The latest is Sanofi, which agreed today to expand its $35 cap for seniors to all Americans. Those changes will make the drug more affordable for millions next year. The Pentagon released new video today that shows the moment Russian jets took down a U.S. drone in the Black Sea. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Some of the drone wreckage found along the surface of the Black Sea was recovered by Russian ships, but they've since left the area because it's within missile range of Ukrainian forces.
And now CBS News has learned the U.S. is reassessing its drone operations over the Black Sea and whether the intelligence collection is worth the risk of escalation.
Some former inmates in California who helped put out wildfires in prison are now helping residents recover from rain. Here's KCBS TV's Rena Nakano.
Janala Van admits her younger self was not someone she was proud of. She joined a fire camp and something in her changed.
Having people thank you for saving their homes, regardless of the color uniform that I was in, regardless that I was an inmate, it meant something to me.
In 2020, Governor Newsom signed Assembly Bill 2147, which allows former inmates who served in prison fire camps to petition to get their records expunged.
The EPA is now cleaning up contamination from two separate train derailments in Washington State and Arizona. The first involved spilled diesel, the other, corn syrup. No one was hurt. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
From The Vault, sponsored by Boot Barn.
Country star Margot Price almost didn't release her memoir, Maybe We'll Make It, until a conversation with her husband changed that.
I was worried about the judgment. I was worried about the people hated me saying, oh, you're a bad mom, and you know, you're this and you're that. But he just turned to me and he said, you belong to no one. I thought it was incredible.
Boot Barn celebrates the values of honesty, hard work, ingenuity, and perseverance, proudly offering a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn, keep West.
Nerds. Here at NerdWallet, we often see people struggle with financial decisions, like with Helen. Hey, Helen.
Hello.
Helen, you're all over the place.
I'm trying to pick a rewards credit card, and I've ended up, well, everywhere.
With NerdWallet, you don't have to feel all over the place. NerdWallet has side-by-side comparisons of top credit cards, so whether you need a card for groceries or travel, the smartest card for you is right there.
Wow. Now I'm in one place with the right travel rewards card. Nice.
Nice indeed. NerdWallet, the smartest decision for all your financial decisions.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wood County unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet Friday, March 17th at 7 p.m. in the Richfield Town Hall in Marshfield. Wisconsin Rapids area middle school students will lead a presentation concerning tobacco use by youth in the area and its impact on the health of peers, family, and friends. The Board of Education has been invited to attend Friday at 9:30 a.m. at East Junior High in the cafeteria. Bonus spring turkey permits will be available starting March 20th for Zone 1. Zone 2 permits will be available March 21st, Zone 3, March 22nd, and so on through Zone 5. There are no bonus harvest authorizations available for Zones 6 and 7. Permits are $10 for residents and $15 for non-residents. Zone-specific sales will end March 24th. Any remaining bonus permits will be available starting March 25th at 10 a.m. Spring turkey season starts in April. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for snow, overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 20, northwesterly winds, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 25. Chance for snow showers, tomorrow night, lows level off around 11, cloudy skies. A dusting of snow, overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Or you name it, it's there. ChristopherHahn.com, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. Watch me on News Nations, Fox, wherever. But if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see where I'm going to be. Welcoming back to the show, former Senator Barbara Boxer of the great state of California. We love having Senator Boxer on. And Senator, I'm sorry I had to leave a message on your voicemail to get you back on the show. We lost all your contact information for your booker.
Not to worry. It all worked out. No problem.
I felt very awkward. I was like, I'm like 3 weeks ago, I said to my new producer, I go, let's get Barbara Boxer on. And he's like, oh, give me the info. And I'll reach out to her aide. And I lost it. I don't know what I did with it.
Well, now you've got it all. And you could always call me and leave a message. That isn't the problem. Seriously.
So I appreciate that. So, Senator, I started the show tonight talking about the courageous trip President Biden took to Kyiv this week. And you've been around, you've witnessed a lot of foreign policy triumphs and mistakes and everything else. I'd really just love to get your feelings on what the president did and how it impacts the rest of the world.
It just shows you that he's got it together. And, you know, everybody says age this and age that, and all that's true. But you cannot make a generalization. I mean, I'm a little bit older than Joe Biden, and I'm pretty perky. And so there are people who are perkier than I am at this age, and there are a lot who are not. And there are people who are just losing it at 65. So you just don't know. So I think it just showed what he said when he said, watch me. And we're watching him and even seeing the polls go forward. But what I think about what he did is, it reminded me so much of, times before I was even able to understand what was happening, World War II, when, you know, the United States stood for democracy and stood for freedom and helped Britain. And truly, it was brave. And I remember watching him walk down the street with Zelensky, and the air raid sirens went off, and I panicked.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the truth. I have to admit this. I thought, what a contrast to Josh Hawley, senator who gave the salute to the insurrectionists and then ran away from them full speed ahead.
Oh, right. Of course.
Guy, you know, here's our guy in the middle of a war zone, really, just doing what I think he had to do in order to keep NATO together, show how much we care. This is really a fight for freedom. And, you know, having lived a long time right now, I could tell you, you take somebody like Putin and you give him an inch, boy, he'll take a lot more and he won't stop there.
Yeah.
It's either we stand with Ukraine or we, you know, now or we're fighting a NATO fight later. It's really a rough time.
Yeah, a very rough time. And you know, speaking of Josh Hawley, he was one of the first people to criticize Biden for going to Ukraine, which I just, it's beyond me that he would criticize. Why didn't you go to East Palestine, Ohio? You know, I'm sorry, Josh, Missouri is pretty close to East Palestine, Ohio. Have you been there yet, Senator? You know,
What a good point. And by the way, Joe Biden will be there.
Absolutely.
And his entire team is there. So maybe Senator Hawley doesn't understand that the head of this great nation has to do a lot of things.
Right.
You know, simultaneously. And one thing he doesn't do is run away like a coward like Josh Hawley did.
Right, right. Of course not. I mean, Josh Hawley would have heard those air raid sirens. He would have been, you know, he would have looked like Usain Bolt. He would have gotten out of there so quick.
He would have been in Poland.
Yeah, exactly.
Just run.
You think he would have gotten on a train through a war zone? I am sorry. I just don't think that would have happened.
No. We saw him run away. Here's the point. We don't even have to ponder this. But this is really a fact. We saw Josh Hawley run away from the insurrectionists who he had just saluted and egged on.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. And, you know, he thinks we'll forget about it, but we have, you know, the goods. We have the tapes. But getting back to Joe Biden, what we see here is the man who said, "Watch me."
Yep.
And he is rolling out all this great legislation, like the infrastructure bill, the CHIPS bill, all the things that he has done. He's rolling those out, and people are liking it. He's capped insulin for seniors. I mean, this is not a guy who just talks. He talks and he walks.
He walks the walk, without a doubt. What message do you think he was sending, you know, by going to Ukraine, you know, internationally? Like, what do you take from that?
Well, that's the key question. I mean, we have to make sure NATO stays together on this, the European Union stays together on this, that there is no, you know, argument about where this stands from the standpoint of the West and democracy versus autocracy. So, you know, he's doing everything to keep together the alliance that we need, because, you know, again, I'm old enough to have lived through a lot of the aftermath, the Cold War, all the things that happened. But now we have Russia blatantly walking into another country, claiming it's their territory.
Yeah.
And that upsets the entire atmosphere that we've had since the end of World War II, the world order. What is right? What is wrong? So he's challenging this. And if it falls apart, there's no end to it. Every autocrat, especially one with nuclear weapons, is going to walk in and try to take over territory, because that's all they care about is power, and that's it, and wealth, and all those other things.
Yeah, I think it was a tremendous thing. I think he's also sending a message to China and India. You know, I mean, Russia has been hitting up China particularly for lethal aid, because they are, you know, basically depleting their resources of weapons. And they have been appealing to China for lethal aid. And I think the president going there sends a very strong message to them, too.
Not only does that send a strong message, but, you know, Secretary of State Blinken has been quite clear with China to say it would be a disaster for the relationship. But we have such a deep economic relationship. We're adversaries. There's no question we're adversaries.
Right.
There's no question they spy. What they did with that spy balloon was outrageous.
Ridiculous.
So, we know all that. But despite that, we do have a financial relationship. And we don't want to see China now become part of this axis of evil, as Leon Panetta called it the other day.
Yeah, I think China's got to make up its mind. Do they want to sell us computers, or they want to send spy balloons over the U.S. and be our...
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with China. Taiwan is what's happened to Hong Kong. So that's a whole other program. But I got to say, this is a moment of great import. And you know, I was saying to my husband the other day, we talk so much about all this stuff, and I was just saying the irony is that China had a relationship with Ukraine, or has, and they were trading partners and they had a lot of good relations. And at the beginning of this, they were chatting Ukraine with China. And I think China has to understand they could play a role in the eventual settlement.
They could. And they could, and they should, in that regard. I also think that the president is sending a message by, you know, going there that China needs to be careful what they're doing with Taiwan as well.
No question. No question. I mean, these are times that require the best people leading us, and we have Joe Biden leading us and his team. They understand history. They are so calm. They get it. And I'm thrilled. I mean, if you look at what he has done with NATO and how he has kept it together and revived it after the other guy tried to destroy it.
Yeah. I mean,
you can about imagine what would have happened if Trump were president. It gives me the shudders.
Oh, Trump would have went to Russia. He'd be in Moscow on the anniversary of the war. He wouldn't be going to Ukraine and bolstering up NATO. There'd be no more NATO if Trump was. It'd be a disaster. I think we dodged a bullet by getting him out, and let's hope that we keep him out because he's going to definitely try to get back in. All right, Senator, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to pay some bills over here. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk some more with former Senator Barbara Boxer of the great state of California. You listen to the great... you're listening to the Chris Hancho, the adequate, the moderate. Anyway, the Chris Hancho. Stay where you are.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road. But I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to Paint.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Let it slip, it comfort, check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
America's favorite progressive, The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, check out the podcast if you missed a second of my interview with former Senator Barbara Boxer. It'll be in the Aggressive Progressive on Tuesday. And follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. I'm back with Senator Barbara Boxer. Senator, we learned this week that that Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, has turned over all of the security footage from January 6th to a man who is arguably partially responsible for the riot that took place on January 6th, Tucker Carlson of Fox News, a guy whose show I used to go on regularly. I don't anymore. It truly annoyed me, and I'm sure you have a lot to say about it.
Well, I actually do. This is Tucker Carlson, who said, and I'm quoting, the 9/11 insurrection, he said, was a forgettably minor outbreak by recent standards. In other words, it was nothing. Meanwhile, people die. Meanwhile, people are serving in prison. Meanwhile, he continues to lie. So the first thing is, I don't even understand how Kevin McCarthy could do such a thing as the Speaker of the House, give this all this footage. All this footage to this one particular outlet, knowing their point of view on this,
yep.
As we know, it was no big deal. But if I were in the House and I served there for 10 years, I would do more than just talk about it. I would file an ethics complaint against McCarthy because I don't believe he ran any of that footage by the security people, the Capitol Police. He's putting our nation at risk by this. So I would make an ethics complaint. Furthermore, I would absolutely offer an amendment to a pending bill or have a privileged motion, as they call it,
yep.
To cease and desist, to stop this until the Capitol Police and law enforcement takes a look at it and gets rid of some of the footage that shows exactly how people entered and where the entrances failed, et cetera, et cetera. This is a disgrace. This is so anti-American what he is doing.
You know what I don't understand, and maybe you could clarify this to me. I mean, I worked in the Senate, but I don't remember. Doesn't the majority leader of the Senate get a say in any of this? Like, why is it the House Speaker that has control over this?
I think you have to go back to the rules of the committee, because this came out of a committee, and I think since the committee is gone, he probably has a lot of discretion.
Got it.
I don't know that. And it's not right. But that's why I'm assuming he knows that he could do it legally. But morally and in terms of protecting our capital and the people within it and the people of our country, this is a disgrace. And I only hope that the American people say, you know, what are, is he doing?
What do you think his goal is here? Like, what is this? What's the point? Like, why give it to this guy? I mean, not, by the way, he didn't just give it to Fox. He gave it to Tucker. Like, why?
Okay. Well, I'm thinking what Tucker will do is cut and paste.
Of course.
And show, oh, these guys were great. Look at them having a cup of coffee. Look at this woman. She was there. She was 66. She wouldn't do anything. So they're going to try and undo everything the committee did using this footage and pasting it together. You know, it reminds me, I once got asked by Fox to do an interview at a time when they were just being terrible to Democrats. And I was really wanted to do it. And I said, with one caveat, and they said, what? I said, I don't want to cut and paste it. I'm happy to do an interview. And that's fine. But you got to commit that if it runs 5 minutes, you run it 5 minutes. If it runs 60 seconds, you run it. Oh, no. I'm not going to do that. That was Bill O'Reilly.
Wow.
He said, no, I can't do that. I said, then I'm not giving an interview because I know what you're going to do.
I only did it live. Honestly, I mean, there occasionally I might have pre-taped something, but I did about 2,000 appearances on Fox in my career, and I almost always was live. I mean, they never would have let my Rudy Giuliani interview air if it was taped.
No, I hear what you're saying, and I'm very glad that they did that, and that's the way they should do it.
Right.
But what I'm saying is this cut and paste is a famous way in media, you know that, to destroy somebody's point of view.
I think it's just ridiculous that you would give this to Tucker Carlson, who's, yeah, you're exactly right. He is just going to go out there. He's going to select footage that fits the narrative he wants to write, and he'll play that for his very large audience. And then there'll be outrage on the left, and the right will defend Tucker Carlson. We'll all put our jerseys on, and that'll be it.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is he lives on another planet, and that is planet make-believe.
Right.
They, you know, that we know this from what we've just learned. They'll say anything, several of those so-called reporters, that not reporters, those talking heads, they'll say anything that plays to their base.
Right.
And even when they knew what they were saying was wrong. And I just hope Dominion gets them for the billions.
Yeah.
Because what they did was a disgrace, and they're so used to, you know, slandering public officials, and you can't get sued for that. They thought they could do it with a private company. No, you can't do that to Dominion.
No, I think Dominion's
and
suit
so
is...
They'll have to pay.
I hope they win, you know, and again, the text messages and emails we saw show that they knew what they were saying was absolutely the wrong thing to say, and that they knew that these lies were just lies. And Tucker Carlson knows what happened on January 6th. They were all texting each other. They know what happened, and they're going to try to pretend that it was nothing. All right, I'm going to take one more break.
The only thing I would say is it's too bad for the people that believe in them.
Yep, I agree that perfectly. All right, I'm going to take one more break. I'm going to come back a little bit more with Senator Boxer. Stay where you are. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. There's a blood drive a week from tomorrow at the McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids, March 24th from noon to 5 p.m. The Red Cross will be thankful for donors, so grateful, in fact, they'll lend you a hand with a $10 Visa prepaid card. Donors of all blood types, especially type O donors and platelet donors, are encouraged to make and keep appointments to donate. In the State of the Tribes address at a joint session of the Wisconsin Legislature on Tuesday, Chairman of the Skokaganin Chippewa Community, Robert Vanzel, called for actions to address threats to public health and safety that disproportionately affect Native Americans. Vanzel asked the Republican-controlled legislature to support Governor Evers' budget proposal that would devote $3.7 million annually to create an Office of Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women within the state DOJ, as well as measures to fight pollution and increase access to health care on tribal lands. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for snow, overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 20, northwesterly winds, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 25. Chance for snow showers, tomorrow night, lows level off around 11, cloudy skies. A dusting of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Creighton, the Hornadite homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Chris Hahn Show.
I'm back. Hey, if you missed a second of my interview with former Senator Barbara Boxer of California, check it out on the Aggressive Progressive podcast this Tuesday, available wherever you get your podcast. I am at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. That's where you can find me for all things me. Even though I go by Chris Hahn in my media world, Christopher Hahn is my given name. So check me out in those sites. And I am back with the great Senator, former Senator Barbara Boxer from California. So Senator, you know, you've sat through a lot of State of the Unions in your career. And that's why I wanted to get you back on after that State of the Union. I never see anything like it. I've been watching them since I was a little kid, right? I've been sitting in front of the TV watching them, like 10 years old. I've never seen anything like it, where it was kind of like being at like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, where people were doing call and response. And I think President Biden handled it brilliantly. And I want your perspective. I mean, how many State of the Unions have you've actually sat in? You've been there as a member of Congress and then a member of the Senate. You know, I'd love your opinion on this.
Well, I sat through 23 State of the Unions, and always commented on them after as a House member or later as a senator. One, I have to say, I stood in the back of the room. I haven't even told anybody this, but it was the middle of the Iraq war, and I just couldn't take it. I was so against that war, and we lost 25% of the dead came from my state. So I stood in the back of the room because I didn't want to be involved in standing up and clapping and sitting down and getting all into that situation, which a lot of the listeners know that's part and parcel of what you do. So just to not make a spectacle of sitting down through stuff, I just went in the back. Other than that, I sat in my chair for 23 of these. This one was one for the books because of a couple of things. The rudeness, the attitude, the aggressiveness to yell out liar, to make faces like on things where you know you're lying.
Yeah.
For example, you know, Senator Lee, Mike Lee from Utah, when the president said Republicans, not all of you, but some of you want to cut Social Security and Medicare, do away with it.
Yeah.
He shook his head like he was so insulted. And guess what we found? We found him saying,
yeah,
do away with
those. He went on a podcast immediately following the State of the Union to denounce Biden for saying that. And the guy said exactly that. People don't like getting called out for what they actually called for.
He was on tape. What is with these people?
Yeah.
And, you know, and of course, the next day, as soon as they called him a liar for saying it, his staff produced all the records to show that several senators had put forward plans to sunset Social Security.
The chairman of the RSCC. It was in his plan.
Exactly. And for those of you who don't know what sunset means, it means you end it. You end the program, and then you have to get it back.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, truly, from my heart and soul, I have nothing to gain, nothing to lose by this. Once you do away with a program like that, you do not get it back.
No, you don't.
Anything resembling the same form, because it would be subject to the filibuster, and then there'd be all kinds of amendments, and it would be privatized and all the other stuff.
Yep.
So you could lose it all in the stock market. Anyhow, I was amazed, but the greatest thing happened. There was Joe, who says, watch me.
He says,
watch me. And you watch him, and there he is, parrying back and forth with these agitators, these nasty people screaming out.
Yep.
And he is winning the argument and says, oh, I hear from your booth, you don't want to cut Social Security and Medicare and destroy it, right?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And he says, fine. That's in the books, he says. Now we know that you're not going to bring that up anymore. It was brilliant.
Brilliant.
It was. He played them.
I mean, he looked agile, right? It made him look agile. He's debating these people live on TV. But look, it's impossible to debate the president when he is giving the State of the Union and he's up on the podium and you're down in the crowd? Why even try? But they did, because they're really, honestly, Senator, I mean, I know you won't say this because you're polite, but I think they're a bunch of idiots. And I think that they don't get it. They shouldn't be in Congress, half of these people. And they're there by some accident in some gerrymandered district. And in normal times, they wouldn't be in Congress. But we're living through weird times right now. And
how about George Santos, who made up his entire life? And he is standing next to Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and all these people.
Yep.
I got to say, it is the House of Representatives. And it is representative of everybody, not everybody.
Yeah.
You should be there. But that's the way it is. And, yeah, I have to say, all this stuff about ageism, and look, I get it. I understand. You can make a generalization about people at a certain age, but
yep.
you really don't know how they're going to be. Some people, you know, lose it at 60, and some people have it at 90. It depends on the person.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Every time they bring up Biden's age, I always say, okay, that's a given. Let's see what he's done.
Right.
And
right.
go through it. And he, of course, is 10 million jobs, Chris.
Yeah.
10 million jobs in a couple of years, broke all records. I mean, it's pretty amazing to me.
Considering the hole that was left for him to dig out of, I mean, we're doing quite well. Right. You know, I mean, he left. I mean, he was this country was in a crater when he took over, and he has dug us out of it.
There is no doubt about it, you know. And then people say, well, he's already, you know, he's going to break another record on age. And I thought, well, LeBron James did.
Yeah.
don't tell LeBron James not to try to break a scoring record because he's old.
Yeah, should he stop playing now because he broke the record? I mean, look, the guy can play. Look, it's like Tom Brady. Tom Brady, everybody got on Tom Brady for sticking around. Well, he was still one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Joe Biden, he's got a lot of experience, and there's something to be said for it. And look, and I'm all for generational change. I'm not one of these people, you know, who are against it. But, you know, you don't have to change.
I am for the best people leading us,
yep.
regardless of their age. And most of the time, you're going to have generational change. I left not because I couldn't do the job. I felt I had done it long enough. And, yeah, I wanted to pass the baton,
yep.
as they say, the political baton. And it was a good time to do it in my great state. I had a great bench. And, you know, now we're going to have another seat open, and we have an embarrassment of riches in terms of the people and the quality of people who are running.
Yeah.
But that happens. That happens. But you cannot, when it comes to president, seems to me, just say, I will never vote for someone who's the oldest president in history.
And by the way, the guy who's going to likely be running against him is only 2 years younger than him. So it's, well, you know.
Very important point. And by the way, he was the oldest president. First, Reagan was the oldest first-term president, then Trump was the oldest first-term president. Nobody says, oh, we can't have Trump. He's the oldest first-term
right.
president. Joe is the oldest first. So, yeah, records are meant to be broken. So let's just put it aside, make it a factor. That's not a problem. Of course it's a factor. But
80's the new 50. You know, what are you going to do? The guy lived well. He's very spry, and he's showing the world right now he can still do the job. And I think that's why his numbers have improved in the last 3 weeks. I mean, I think the State of the Union was the start of it.
Number, right? Yeah.
You know, and I think
it's number 49.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's doing good, and I think he's going to win if he runs for re-election. But, you know, since you brought up the Senate race in California, what do you see happening there? Do you have a horse in the race, or are you just observing?
Oh, God, I should never have brought it up. Here's the situation. I know, obviously, everybody in the race, but I love two people who are in the race who are just as close to me as family. And one of them is Adam Schiff.
Yep.
And one of them is Barbara Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So I've talked to both of them. I told them, oh, my God, it's like choosing between a sister and a son. And I said, I'm going to tell you both when you want me, you know, how I can help you in terms of issues or meeting people. It's a mess for me. Then there's other people running who are good, and I don't know them as well.
Yeah.
I talk to them, too. I talk to everybody. So it's kind of a nightmare for me personally, but it's wonderful for the people here because, there was a very interesting article in the L.A. Times that said, if defending democracy is your thing, there's Adam Schiff. If consumer prices are your thing, there's Katie Porter. If civil rights is your thing, there's Barbara Lee.
Yeah.
And I think it's true, but I would also add another dimension. All of them are progressive. They're all
yep.
from the same wing of the party, the progressive wing. So it's going to be, as somebody said, it's going to be a dogfight or something. I think it's going to be exciting. And I was in one of those battles when I ran for the Senate. I had two terrific guys run against me. Or I should say, I was running against them. I was an asterisk in the polls when it started.
Right.
And it was exciting. So I think it's good for democracy.
I do, too. I think when you have, the three you mentioned are three quality candidates. I'm sure there'll be others that'll pop in. And any one of those three would make an excellent senator and an excellent representative of California. I don't know that they'll ever measure up to you. I think you are one of the best senators in the history of the United States Senate. And I truly adore. I adore you for coming on my show and continuing to talk to my audience. And they love it when you're on. I get a lot of emails, bring back Barbara Boxer, bring back Barbara. And we always try our best. And I truly appreciate it. Anything you want to plug before I run out of time?
Well, I just think it's important to watch this president and give him the attention that he deserves. And when he does the right thing, let him know.
Absolutely.
Do a tweet, something like that. Make a phone call. I think he is going to defy. He's going to defy expectations.
He has so far, and I don't see why he wouldn't in the future. Senator Boxer, always a pleasure having you. Thanks, and come back again real soon, okay?
Sure.
All right, America, stick around. More to come. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Low is dipped down to about 25 overnight under cloudy skies with rain becoming mixed precipitation. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely 31. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance of snow showers, lows level off around 13. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You can't ignore the truth forever, so listen up. The Chris Hahn Show.
Hey. Yeah. Voice.
All right, I'm back. Hey, if you missed a second of that interview I just did with former Senator Barbara Boxer, download the Aggressive Progressive podcast. That interview will be up on Tuesday, wherever you get your podcast, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's on it. Check it out. She's fantastic. I love having her on my show. I love having her on my podcast. I like talking to people with experience. She's got experience. She knows what's going on. You know what I hate? I hate when I turn on cable news and there are people talking about things that they have no experience with. And they're like, you know, they just young people without any real experience in government talking about how government works. I mean, they know. I mean, they've seen it. But you talk to somebody who's actually lived it, like former aides, former senators, former, you know, other elected officials. It's a whole different perspective, right? They've been participants. So they can do more than report. They can truly analyze what's going on. And look, she knows the players. She knows Joe Biden. She served in the Senate with Joe Biden for 16 years. So she knows what's going on there. And it is very interesting. And I didn't pin her down on California. I don't know who's going to win that. I don't know who's going to win that primary. They've got a lot of people to choose from there. And it'll be an amazing race. To say the least. And California's got a jungle primary, which means everybody runs together in a primary. The top two vote getters, no matter what party, are the two people who run in the general election in November. So it may not even be a Republican on the ballot. California is probably going to stay blue, especially given the fact that these, you know, they've got some great candidates. I would imagine Adam Schiff for sure will make the runoff. And then we'll see who joins him there. And I don't know that means he's going to win, but I think he's probably got the best name recognition statewide because of the work he did on the, with the impeachment and January 6th and everything else. I think he's had the most TV time. I mean, Katie Porter's obviously got a name. Barbara Lee, though, I mean, has been around a long time. So I think, you know, it's an embarrassment of riches in California. And I think every state should have as many good people to choose from. To be U.S. senators. And I think it's going to be interesting to see. Final thought on this Tucker Carlson getting the 9, you know, the January 6th security tapes. I mean, it's like giving Osama bin Laden the security tapes from 9/11, in my opinion. Maybe not as bad. But this is a guy who revved people up about the election, knowing it was false, right? We're seeing in the Dominion lawsuits that Tucker Carlson knew it was false. He knew that he was spreading misinformation. And it was that misinformation that ginned people up, that got them out on January 6th. They were all worked up by Tucker and others like Tucker. And then they show up at the U.S. Capitol with the intent to burn it to the ground. And Kevin McCarthy thinks it's a good idea that that guy has control of the tapes. And you know why? Because Kevin McCarthy doesn't care about America. He doesn't care about justice. He doesn't care about people being held accountable. He cares about his own political future. And he knows he's going to have a very difficult time in 2024 holding on to the House of Representatives. In fact, I think he's going to lose it just here in New York. And he's got to do something to try to turn the tide in his favor. And what else could he do at this point? What else could he do at this point? But try to make this happen this way. But to try to, you know, get the team of producers at the Tucker Carlson program to put this together in a way that makes it look like it's not so bad. I just want to remind Kevin McCarthy, we all saw what happened. We all saw it with our own eyes. The footage still exists in the public domain of these people beating Capitol police officers, peeing on the walls of the Capitol, defecating in the halls of the Capitol, rioting, trampling their own. We all saw what Trump said about being there with you. We've seen it. We heard Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. We're not going to forget it. So Tucker Carlson, have at it. You try to cut and paste what you're doing, you know, to make it look like it wasn't so bad. We know it was bad. We also know who's responsible for it, and so does Kevin McCarthy. And that's what makes him such a weak human being, undeserving of the title of Speaker of the House. All right. I'm going to wrap it up with that, because I think we've all had enough for one night. And I want to remind you now, as I always do, to seek the truth. Question everyone and everything, America, even me. Seek the truth. I know it's out there, and I know you'll find it if you look for it. And I'll be back here again next week to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm Chris Hahn. Thanks for listening, America. If we all light up, we can scare away the dark. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid, we work ourselves dead, and all just because that's what mom and dad said we should do. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun. Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation. I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind. Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups. I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude. In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.